Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Welcome to another edition of the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. I'm Walter Storholt, joined today by Tim Estes of Estes Financial Services, serving you throughout the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. And Tim, you all set to talk about decluttering your financial life today?
Absolutely. The reason I selected this topic is I was, as everybody knows, recently moved the office, and so there was a lot of clutter, and I said, you know, I bet you people could benefit from talking about decluttering their financial life. So that's why we picked the topic.
So you are the perfect person to know, and we just cleaned out our office in the house that had become the gathering ground for bicycles and unopened boxes and all sorts of things that you can't imagine. It really wasn't an office anymore. And it is kind of funny, I guess, as Americans, we own so much stuff. You know, there's even an industry. Now, we didn't tap into these services. It sounds like you didn't either. You did it all on your own. But there's even entire industries now where people are called decluttering specialists, and you hire them. They come into your home, organize it, get rid of all those things you don't need, and they help you create systems to get your life moving forward. So we thought we'd be financial declutterers on today's show and see what we can apply to the financial realm from that principle. So as you probably discovered when you were cleaning out the office, you know, closets end up being the worst culprits. Stuff's always spilling out of the closets in our home, and you can never close the doors quite properly. So how is someone's financial life like a closet? What's the parallel between those two?
Well, I've seen people come in, have everything completely organized, you know, have it all in binders, and, you know exactly where every statement is. And then I've had other people come in, and they've got all their statements in three or four shopping bags. And so, you know, there's varying degrees of clutter, and the hardest to decipher is the messy, no organization, where they just come in and have all their stuff in a garbage bag. So it's really is smart and behooves you to have your stuff located all in one place, but to have it organized. And that's why we offer a service through a company called eMoney that you can get everything online. If you can download something electronically, it can be consolidated and kept online. So that's just one of the other services that we at Estes Financial offer to our clients. And believe me, it really helps to organize and get the clutter out of the way, because you do have to keep your records. I mean, you have to keep records, but this sure helps.
Yeah, it sure does. And I think having things online like that will help at least address that one problem that I know I always face, and that's that overwhelming feeling of, gosh, just starting the process is maybe the worst. It's kind of like exercising. You know, the hardest part is starting. Once you actually start doing it, it feels good, and you enjoy it, and you're able to accomplish, you know, your goals and your mission. But getting off the porch sometimes is the hardest part. And for most people, I think it's no different getting organized financially. If you do have all of those things scattered around and in different locations, and you don't have that organization, it can be tough to just decide to, hey, let's buckle down and get started. What are some steps, in addition to maybe putting things online and taking advantage of, you know, that digital organization, what are some other steps we can take to organize our financial life to at least put that first foot forward?
Well, you know, you're exactly right. It can feel very, very daunting to have 5, 10, 15 years of your financial life and not know what to do with it or how to take care of it. And so it's like that old saying, how do you eat an elephant? Just start with one bite at a time. So Right. Just get the most recent material, you know, bank statements, brokerage account statements, and get those organized for the current year. Once you have that done, then you can go back and slowly work on the other things. But, you know, most certainly work on the current year. And the other thing is, you don't have to keep everything. For account statements, a lot of times, if you have over 3 years, go ahead and have them destroyed. Take them to a shredder or burn them or whatever. you don't need account statements that far back. And I think taxes, I'd have to check with my CPA friends, but I think on tax returns, if you keep your tax return for 3 years, that's good enough. So there's a lot of stuff that people keep that they may not really need to. So you can start and weed those things out. And I would most definitely recommend using a professional shredder or shredding company to destroy any documents that you might have, simply because we don't want to see anyone have identity theft.
Well, that's important to know, because that's part of that process of getting everything out of the closet, and you find all these things that you had forgotten about. Now you remember that, oh yeah, this was supposed to serve an important purpose. You get all those things out of their hiding places, and you do that same thing in the financial world. What are some other tips we can take for organizing that financial closet? Take us to steps 2 and 3 now.
Well, everybody should have a budget. And I'm a big fan of some of the software that's out there. I'm not going to mention them by name, but there's some very cheap financial software that is out there that you can use for budgeting. You can even pay bills online. You can really get your financial life in order by using some of this software that's out there. Even if you just use an Excel spreadsheet, at least have a budget. I've talked to people numerous times, and most people are guilty of it. Well, I don't know how much my budget is. Well, how much are you spending a month? Well, that's a good question.
And I don't know that either.
you kind of need to know what you're spending to know what you can save. And when people start really digging down and looking, they find that they're wasting a lot of money. And they're going, I can't believe I didn't know where all this money was going. I had one couple that I'm going, okay, your budget is X number of dollars, but you're bringing in Y number of dollars. Where's the difference? And they both looked at me and shrugged their shoulders and going, we don't know. And I sent them home with a homework assignment to try and figure that out. Write down everything that they spend throughout the month. And come to find out, they were both guilty parties. They were tapping the ATM machine or using the debit card. And one of them was stopping at Starbucks every day, ooh, getting a big old, mocha frappuccino with the extra foam latte kind of thing.
That'll be $9.
Thank you. And a couple of biscottis. And there was, almost $50 a week on that.
Yeah.
So, that was just one example.
Yeah, there's lots of different places that you can trim from. My wife is actually just got accepted to grad school, so we're pretty excited about that. But now that's making us take an awfully hard look at the monthly budget and seeing where we need to start trimming, because now that has to get paid for, and she's no longer going to be working full-time while she's in school. So big changes around the Storholt household, and sometimes that's a good thing to get forced into, really tracking that monthly budget and seeing where you can change and improve things. And it's natural, as people get closer to retirement, the same thing should happen. You should start saying, all right, we've got to be just really careful, make sure that we're on the right track here. And Tim, you're not asking people to supremely change their lifestyle here. We're not saying you've got to now lower your lifestyle as you get into retirement, but you've just got to really take a harder look at the budget, at what's happening in the inner workings of your financial life.
Absolutely. That's one thing. I was talking with a different couple and I said, I'm not asking you to give up going out to dinner. Just don't go out to dinner every night. Maybe go out to dinner only 3 times a week versus every night. And you can save a lot by doing that. So there's a lot of things that you can do to make your budget work, to slow down the spending, and make an account of where you are and what you're doing. So, changing your lifestyle, an extreme lifestyle like that, isn't going to work. If I came in and said, okay, no more extravagant meals, you're going to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day for lunch, you're not going to stick to it. It's just like dieting.
Yeah.
When someone goes on a diet, if they just eat moderately and exercise, the pounds will slowly fall off. You just can't go to an extreme diet and only have 500 calories a day. So same thing with budgeting. Still do some of the fun things. Just reward yourself in an appropriate manner.
Absolutely. And as we're talking about financial closets and organization financially, I'm reminded of, and this was maybe the most fun part about, you know, when we would do spring cleaning when I was a kid with mom, we'd vacuum seal some of the items that we had found. So whether it be, you know, an old teddy bear or the blankets, and I'm sure you probably remember the commercials that were really popular back in the day where, you know, they would just amaze you with the size of the things that they were able to compress from a space standpoint by vacuum sealing. And you could store so many more things into the closet when you, you know, put them in the bag and vacuum sealed that bag and took out all the air. Everything all of a sudden seemed very thin and easy to store. Is there an equivalent of that in the financial world? How could we vacuum seal some of the things in our portfolio?
Well, I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier in that we have software that we can have you use if you're a client of ours to consolidate everything, and then you don't have to keep as many documents. You know, so that's one way of doing it. A lot of other things that you can do, you know, is get rid of all the clutter that we've talked about. I mean, you don't need to keep records for 10, 15, 20 years. If you have it for 3 years, that's plenty. So you don't have to keep everything forever. I know my dad was the biggest pack rat. I mean, he had stuff back to the 1960s, and I'm going, why do you have this? Well, I don't know. It might be important. Well, it wasn't, and so it was promptly shredded and destroyed appropriately. So, you know, there's a lot that you can do to alleviate those hassles for yourself.
These are all good points and all great examples of why the team at Estes Financial Services can help guide you through any difficulties that you have navigating the financial world. And if you find yourself a bit cluttered, your portfolio is not quite working as efficiently as it should, maybe you don't have everything as organized as it should be, hire that decluttering specialist in the financial world, Tim Estes, Bree Reyes, and the team at Estes Financial Services. You can tap into that knowledge by calling 817-444-8402. Again, that's 817-444-8402, and always online, estesfinancial.net. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and even on Stitcher as well. You can find us in all those different locations. Each week, new podcasts posted. And speaking of each week, next time around, we're going to be talking about some of the common money mistakes we see people make all the time and how it impacts their retirement planning and their financial futures and how you can avoid some of these mistakes. This will be a really important podcast. Make sure you don't miss the next one right here on the Financial Flight Plan. For Tim, I'm Walter, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next time.
Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.